Microsoft says the digital divide in America is greater than previously believed. In a new report delivered to the FCC, Microsoft says nearly 163 million people in America do not use the internet at broadband speeds. That's significantly higher than the 25 million people the FCC says don't have access. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central News line by Philip Barenbroek, a telecommunications expert at Public Knowledge, a nonprofit technology policy group. Mr. Barenbroek, thank you for joining us this morning. How could the numbers be so off?
Hi, thanks for having me. So the way the FCC collects the data that created that 25 million number of unconnected people that the FCC usually publishes is they rely on broadband carriers themselves to essentially self-report and to say whether they serve individual census blocks. And what the FCC does is if it finds that a census block has service anywhere, then it interprets that census block as being entirely served. So you can imagine in rural areas, maybe there's an interstate highway going through a town or a mountainous area. There's coverage along the highway, or there's coverage in the center of the town, but along the outskirts or the more rural areas or in the mountainous areas, there's no coverage. So we sort of habitually overcount coverage just by the way we collect the data.
You know, those of us who live in big urbanized areas take for granted that high-speed internet connectivity is just sort of like water out of the faucet. You turn it on and it comes out. In a lot of rural America, it's clustering in the parking lot of the McDonald's or the local coffee shop that has a Wi-Fi connection. These stories sound comical, but they're real.
Yeah, no, they're definitely real. And different communities are, you know, trying to solve this problem in different ways. I mean, it's an issue that impacts the ability of communities, especially in rural areas, to attract employers, to retain young people in those towns. We see a lot of brain drain in rural communities and, you know, lack of economic opportunity is part of that. And the reason we don't have, or not the reason, but you know, one of the reasons why economic opportunity in rural communities can be hard to come by is because there's not access to broadband. It affects, you know, being able to get access to education, medical information, participate in civil society, access news, keep in touch with family and loved ones. So it can drastically impact people's economic and personal lives, and it should be a national priority.
What's the likelihood, though, that some of these remote places may never get it?
Congress over the last couple of years, to its credit, has been holding hearing after hearing to talk about the need to close the digital divide. The FCC has talked a lot about this issue for the last couple of years, but we're yet to see a lot of tangible action. I think there's a lot of hope that the new incoming Democratic House majority is going to prioritize an infrastructure package that would actually, do something for rural broadband deployment. The other thing, I think this was teased out a little bit in the trailer for the conversation, Microsoft and other private sector actors are seeing that the federal government isn't necessarily, doing a lot. Or not doing as much as they could be. So they're trying to step into the void here. So you have projects like the Airband initiative that Microsoft has, and you have smaller providers all across the country trying to serve their communities. But frankly, they could use some help from the federal government.
Thanks for your time this morning. Philip Barenbroek is a telecom expert at Public Knowledge, a nonprofit technology policy group.